That's the sound of airplanes lately. If you've been remotely paying attention, airplanes are crashing into each other. Wheels are falling off of these things. Doors are being sucked out. You got engine panelings flying off. It's a complete mess out there. It's a complete and utter mess. Everybody's recognizing. You're not allowed to say anything because if you say anything, they all scream, Raytheon! Stop attacking the multi-billion-dollar Boeing Corporation. That's racism. Hey, that's half the point of DEI, by the way. That's going to make you DEAD, right? They want you when you're pointing out that you're hiring mechanics or you're hiring pilots or you're hiring individuals to run safety inspections and they're based on skin color or anything other than merit, you're going to get a lot of accidents. And when you start pointing this out, the corporate media protection racket goes, oh my God, stop talking about that stuff. What are you, a racist? Well, here's the dude over here. He was working for Boeing. He's a whistleblower. He's now dead, by the way. And a good old-fashioned Arkansas, by the way, because they immediately say he got suicide. You found this man dead in a parking lot with bullet holes in the back of his head. That's a suicide. That's definitely a suicide. Shut up. Don't question it. What are you, a racist? And so here's a whistleblower, and he's saying, we got a gigantic problem with places like Boeing, right? Boeing is cutting corners. Again, that's what DEI is all about, by the way. They got to hire a bunch of people, and they don't want to look for actually qualified individuals. That's fucking difficult. And they'll be like, oh, no. We're just looking for blacks. We're just looking for lesbians. We're just looking for chicks, right? You don't have to go through a whole rigorous, you know, process to find qualified individuals if you could just go, oh, yeah. Give me one of those non-binary fat fuckers over there. That'll work. Let's stick them over there. But that person, they think they're a sea monkey. That person's crazy. Yeah, that's fine. Right? Put that person in charge of maintenance. Right? Promote Zimzerb up there. Right? Promote sea monkey. Well, when you're doing that type of stuff, it's a cost-saving measure, but it's just going to kill the rest of us. And so this guy is saying, listen, they are cutting costs with DEI and then just cutting costs in general, and that's why your planes are falling apart. And, of course, they found him dead. This is Colin Rugg over here, 62-year-old Boeing whistleblower John Barnett, found dead in his truck after he didn't show up for a legal interview linked to a case against Boeing. And a bunch of dipshits, whoa, you think Boeing killed him? Yes. Yes. Yeah, of course I do. What, are you a conspiracy terrorist? This dude, with his testimony, his expertise, despite the fact that he's probably a straight white man, could expose Boeing to millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damages. For fuck's sake, just forcing them to fix their planes is going to cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. You don't think a corporation would kill somebody? They're killing you right now, you dumb assholes. Look at your food. McDonald's is killing you. Pepsi's killing you. Your soy-based fake fucking meat, it's killing you, weirdos. Corporations, they usually like to kill you over a long period of time. But no, they'll shoot you in your fucking head if you're causing them problems. Of course they will. Boeing makes bombs. Boeing makes parts to blow up people all over this planet. Oh, yeah, we draw a line at killing somebody in a car. It's going to cost us, you know, untold amounts of money. So this guy worked for Boeing for 32 years, retired in 2017. After retiring, he spoke about how Boeing was cutting corners on their airplanes. Yeah, I get. Like, look around. Boeing had four accidents a few days ago. Four accidents in one day. These are piling up. And so maybe it's just corporate assholes. Maybe it's a combination of corporate assholes and a bunch of weirdos in corporate hiring gender weirdos to turn blind eyes to this type of stuff over here. Now, you hire a qualified individual, put them in a position to make sure shit works over here, and they're going to be like, whoa, everything's a mess over here. Look at this. I've got 32 years experience. This plane's going to blow up if you play. Now, they don't want that dude working there anymore, right? Then you fire that dude or force him to retire with a golden handcuff, and then you hire some sort of gender study weirdo with a degree in ancient gay pottery. They come in, They don't know any different, by the way. They'll be like, oh, yeah. That engine's supposed to have all that shit hanging out of it. That's fine. What are you? It's non-binary gender fluid jet engine. You fucking idiots. Yeah. They're going to get you killed. They're going to get you killed. And if you point it out, then they'll kill you. So there you go. There you go. From the corporation that loves you so much, right? There's that Boeing. Look at us. It's Pride Month at Boeing. We've painted our fucking airplanes rainbow. Hey, everybody, we got gay mechanics and black transgender non-binary lesbian pilots, everybody. Take a look at this. Yeah, no, they hate you. They hate you. Right? Just because they change the logo of their fucking corporation once a month or when BLM sets something on fire. They hate you. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Allegedly, of course. But there you have it. Where are all those people who said whistleblowers are the most important thing ever? Unless, of course, they're a whistleblower for Republicans or for Donald Trump against this criminal Biden family or against Boeing. Then they don't care that they get shot multiple times in the back of their head in a parking lot. No, suicide, boys. Suicide. So there you go. Fucking insane. That guy was going to be a huge problem for the Boeing Corporation, and now he's dead. Who benefits from this? This is not difficult to solve. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want to kept up to date on board member Hillary Clinton, Boeing board member Hillary Clinton killing people, allegedly, of course, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.